It's the end of an important part of programming in the KYUK family serving the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Yupik storyteller, host, and translator John Active has retired. KYUK's Christine Trudeau brings us this story from Bethel of Active's last day at the station on March 30th.
John Active, the legendary Yupik storyteller, has retired from KYUK. Active was the host of Ketfahlugu, a talk show hosted in the Yupik language and talk line.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line, March 30th.
Express yourself.
Okay.
Good Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. John's in a mood today because today is John's last talk line.
Thank God. Zippity doo dah, zippity a.
Oh,
what a wonderful day.
So you feel
it's my last day here at KYK. Zippity doo dah, zippity a. Express yourself.
Last week, John Active co-hosted Talkline with KYUK's own Diane McCachran for his last show. The show will continue with McCachran and Peter Atchak.
I think it's going to be farewell. This is it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's farewell.
You are so fun to host with. I mean, I really enjoy it. We have a good time.
Following the show, KYUK hosted a potlatch in Active's honor. Active has been with KYUK since the beginning in 1971. KYUK is the longest-running Alaska Native Native American-owned and operated radio station throughout the United States, and John has been there all along the way, translating Yupik and English news, hosting shows like Ketfahlugu and Talkline, and filling countless roles at KYUK for decades. Bethel City Council member Mark Springer pointed out that the station was a pioneer in bringing bilingual content to public broadcasting nationwide. And Springer says that leadership has continued.
I think he's been a real inspiration to Alaska Natives and to Native Americans because he's been recognized nationally for his work.
He belongs to our community and to this radio station, and we're proud to have shared time with him and space with him and the words that he passes on to our people.
KYUK's Peter Atchak.
We're just fortunate to have had Akum here amongst us and to share what God had gifted him with.
KYUK's Dean Swope.
So I guess this meal here is to honor John and his retirement, but I don't know, somewhere in the back of my head I think, you're gonna be showing up. We'll see ya.
It's hard to imagine him not being at the station. Active has retired before from KYUK and come back. Swope pointed out that John Active's unique voice has been a part of what has tied the Yupik culture and everyone in the YK Delta together. John didn't find it easy to accept all the praise.
Yupik culture teaches us that we're not supposed to put ourselves up. And so when people say something good of what I did, it kind of makes me embarrassed and bashful, but that's a Yupik way.
Active said he's glad he was raised by his elders, his grandmother and grandfather, and thankful for whatever ability he has had to pass down these ways.
Everything that I do today and on the radio, try to make people laugh, make them comfortable, is I'm trying to pass on what the elders taught to me by my actions, what I learned from them. And so that's just me today. I'm kind of short-tempered, but of course, you know, my Yupik name is Akumak, which means person who likes to sit around, and my English surname is Active. So there's always a conflict. But I'm sure glad that you came and these people came. I invited a bunch of elders, but you know, elders are short-memoried, and they probably forgot. But I always say, the less people when you're going to eat, the more to eat ourselves. Kuyana, Dean, let's start.
But who knows? It could be we'll see another potlatch the next time he retires. From all of us at KYUK, Kuyana and Chi Mikwets, John, thank you. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.